Hare Rama, Hare Rama. అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాశీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం నితిలా ప్రవిష్టోం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాశీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంద కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్ కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్ కి మధురపురి ధామ్ కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్ కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్ కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబుల్ డివోటీ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబుల్ డివోటీ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబుల్ డివోటీ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూదలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గ్రహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదితరదేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సురయ. తేజోవారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష దామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమల్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యమరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాల్. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబదా భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః. సదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుభేదం అభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరమాజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయాత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అదితితీర్షతాం తమోంధం సంసారినాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం
తదో జయముదీరయేల్ కమనీయ కిశోర ముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణు కొనిదాద్రదానందో మమ వాజి విజృంభనా మురారే మధురిన్న కణిగావి కాబి గావి నమః ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణే శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశా వ్యాసం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాదీ భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమః పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్ర శంఖం కౌమోదగీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రాధా సహాయం అతి సుందర మందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి కోమలం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యవరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాంబురదో మమ మూగం కరోతి వాజాలం పంగం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. ఓం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమః సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద.
Last Sunday, when we were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, we have more or less come to the point where Krishna, after killing Kamsa, he had a lot of serious responsibilities in Mathura to establish the new kingdom and also to appointing Uddhava as the prime minister. That's where we stopped. Uddhava was appointed as Ugrasena's prime minister, and Krishna had absolute faith in Uddhava's capacity for doing the right thing and making the right decision, which you will see later on in many instances how much faith Krishna had put in Uddhava. Primarily, Uddhava's greatest qualification was that he was a great devotee. And that was the greatest qualification in everything, whether in material or spiritual. The highest qualification is to be a great devotee. If you become a greatest devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is the greatest thing to achieve in life. All other good qualities will come to him. And whatever he does will also be perfect. Nothing will be on a wrong level. So because of that, Krishna knew that Uddhava was the right person to be the prime minister. And Krishna appointed Uddhava as prime minister for this reason. And in several instances later, when you study this personality Uddhava, you will come to know that the intelligence of that great personality, how he has, among all the other, there were so many Yadavas and so many other people at that time who had the opportunity to associate with Krishna. But it was Uddhava alone who had the intelligence to see who Krishna is and was able to live a life accordingly in surrendering to Krishna and took complete advantage of that association what Krishna offered to Uddhava. So before we go into that, Krishna had also had to go through this process of education. Like everybody else, Krishna also had to go through the process of education. Because even while Krishna is on the planet, he will always make sure that the system what Krishna himself established, namely the Vedic tradition of Gurukula education, Krishna didn't want that to go away. He wanted that to stay in this world. So because of that, Krishna also went through that same process of education. Krishna's desire is that this Gurukula education stays in the world. That is only system of education that will create perfect devotees and personalities who will be advanced in the spiritual path. That is why such a system of education was introduced by Krishna. So that system of education Krishna went through, but while going for that education, to get educated, Krishna, Vasudevan Devaki Devi asked Gargamuni if he could carry out the education of Krishna. Because Gargamuni knew who Krishna is and Gargamuni knew who Balaram is. So since Gargamuni wrote the astrological chart, Gargamuni had understood who Krishna is and who Balaram is. So therefore, very carefully, Gargamuni avoided the position of a teacher of Krishna and Balaram. Gargamuni says to Vasudev, "What should I teach Krishna and Balaram?" He says to him that whatever this whole world has come from them, and the whole creation is coming from them, and everything what is to be known is known to Krishna. Nothing that is without Krishna's knowledge happens in this creation. Past, present and the future, everything is known to Krishna. So where is the question of me teaching anything to Krishna? So Gargamuni carefully avoided the situation. It was then that they went to Sandivani Muni in Avanti. So Sandivani Muni's time, what was interesting there was that when Krishna and Balaram went there for education at Sandivani Muni's ashram, Sandivani Muni also didn't want to educate Krishna and Balaram. Sandivani Muni said to Vasudeva and Devaki and also to Krishna and Balaram, they all went together to see them. Sandivani Muni says to Krishna and Balaram that I am gone too old now to teach anything. Not only that, I have got one Brahmana boy here. He's about 10 or 12 years, same age as you. If I teach him something today, tomorrow morning he forgets everything. This is the type of student I have got one here. So with this one student, what am I supposed to do? Krishna has not even been accepted by Sandivani Muni yet as his student. But before Sandivani Muni could say anything, Krishna paid his obeisance and started calling him, "My dear spiritual master." He says, Krishna says to him like this, "My dear spiritual master, I have a solution for this problem. If you teach us anything, me and Balaram anything, everything only once you have to say to us. We will remember that for whole life," Krishna says. "So what you should do," he says to Sandivani Muni, "that we will sit on either side of this Brahmana boy. Let him sit in the middle. I'll sit on one side and let Balaram sit on the other. And you start repeating and he will become like us because he is between us. He will sitting there." And saying this, Krishna paid his obeisances to Sandivani Muni. Sandivani Muni at that time looked at Krishna and Balaram. Who they are? Who are these people telling me like that? Only once I have to tell me, then they will remember everything. Sandivani Muni understood who they were. Without any further discussion, Sandivani Muni accepted Krishna and Balaram as their disciples. So that is how the education started. Now Sandivani Muni has got three children, Krishna, Balaram and the Brahmana boy. So 64 day gatu asandivani madivada chashti mashtrairato vi sarvajnyatvam sahamusalinam sarvavidyam grihitvam. In 64 days all what is to be known, what is to be learned, they have learned. Gatva sani pani madavada chashtadushpashti matrairahobhi. 64 days, 4 Vedas in 4 days, 6 Upavedas in another 6 days. Like this, 64 days the whole knowledge was given to Krishna and Balaram. So after that, when the education was finished in 64 days, Krishna says to Sandeepani Muni about the Guru Dakshina, which I mentioned before, that Sandeepani Muni didn't want any Guru Dakshina. It was not a system in those days. You will see in the old Gurukula system, there was no question of accepting money. Money is not a issue there. Because once you sell the knowledge, it has lost its potency. If anything, whatever the spiritual master has given, it is given out of the service to Krishna. On behalf of Krishna, the service is performed. And it is not an opportunity for anyone to utilize it for any other purpose. Therefore, it was very carefully, Sandeepani Muni mentioned that I do not want anything. But even in the olden days, just as a token of gratitude, that the disciples may be asked by the spiritual master to bring some fruits or a glass of milk or things like that. That's what the maximum they were offered. And the satisfaction of the spiritual master was that the disciple has understood what he has taught them. And if the relationship is proper, that whatever that has been taught will manifest in the disciple at the right time, whenever it's required. In other words, the spiritual knowledge, what has been transmitted by the spiritual masters to the disciple, it should come to him at the time of need. Otherwise, where is the point? So that particular aspect of Krishna, of the knowledge transmission, is very much in the mind of these great personalities like Sandeepani Muni and so many others. So anyway, the interesting part is there that Krishna approached the Guru Patni, that is Sandeepani Muni's wife, and on her request, he went to Padalam, and from there he brought her son who drowned in the sea 35 years ago and brought him back and offered as Guru Dakshina to her. Krishna wanted to please them. That is the Chadushpashti Matrai Rahobi Sarvajnyastvam Sahamusalinam Sarvavidyam Grihitvam Putram Nashtam Yamanilena Dahridam Dakshinatam Datva Dasmai Nijavuramaga Nadayan Panjajanyam. That Panjajana Asura was killed and that Panjajanyam was brought. Panjajanyam was Krishna's, that we have mentioned before, Panjajanyam was Krishna's conch shell. So after the Gurukula education was over, they were departing from Sandeepani Muni's ashram. So at that time, what happened was, Krishna had to say farewell to all of them. So to this Brahmana boy, Krishna said to him like this. Who was this Brahmana boy? He is our Sudama, who comes much, much later at the end of the 10th canto. One day comes to Dwaraka with a request for with a desire to see Krishna. So at that time when Krishna left the ashram of Sandeepani Muni, Krishna said to the Brahmana boy, we will not meet again very soon. But as and when you get time, you should come and see me. Krishna said to him like this. Apparently, Krishna knew at that time what was the future of this Brahmana was. That means, this Brahmana, after leaving Avanti, which is Sandeepani Muni's ashram, he was going to go and get married and live in absolute poverty. This was the future life of that Brahmana's karma. Was like that. He was meant to be like this. Or Krishna knew all these things. And because Krishna knew that, he has told the Brahmana everything. That he didn't mention any of these things, but told him, as and when time allows you, you should come and see me. Brahmana didn't know anything what was going to happen in the future. And Krishna embraced him and they departed from there. You can see that Krishna knows our future, every one of us, what is in store for us. So exactly like in the case of Sudama also, Sudama had to go back home. And after many years, these words came back to Sudama's mind when he told his wife when he was going to go and see Krishna in Dwaraka. Sudama says to his wife, Krishna, there is a particular statement from Sudama there, saying to his wife that Krishna is my old friend. I have not seen him for a long time. Where did that desire suddenly come up? Because Krishna had put this point to Sudama that you must visit me at some time. And suddenly all these things happened later, because all what was going to happen in the future in Sudama's life was already known to Krishna very well. And that was the reason why this particular statement was made to Sudama at the time of departure from the Gurukulam. So that is the end of that education. And then after that, Krishna and Balaram returned, and the by now few days have gone since they came from Vrindavanam. There Nanda Maharaj was sent back to Vrindavanam. While going back, Nanda Maharaj was in tears. He didn't know what to say to Yashoda when he gets back. You can imagine what was going through Nanda Maharaj's mind. While coming, Yashoda has given the responsibility to Nanda Maharaj to look after Krishna. And now Nanda Maharaj is coming back without Krishna. And this was heavily in his mind. He hasn't spoken one word throughout the journey from Mathura to Vrindavanam. All the other senior members of the community, cowherd men, they also could not say anything to Nanda Maharaj. They were feeling the shock as well, because Nanda Maharaj was such a loving person. He was, although the leader, he looked after all of them like his children. And like when the father is affected by any distress, it affects everyone, the children as well. So sadly, the same way, it affected them also, that Nanda Maharaj was in this predicament, what to say to Mother Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj thought about it all the way back and came home and mentioned everything to Yashoda. We'll come to that later, what happens there at that time. Different scenes in all these pastimes. And every single scene is worthwhile for meditation, what happens in Krishna's pastimes. So this return of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj to Vrindavanam, at that time, few days have gone, and Krishna has now decided that Krishna's mind also, he was thinking that something has to be done because I have come here and has not gone back as I promised Mother Yashoda. So one day, Krishna called Uddhava. Uddhava is the Prime Minister. And he says to Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, you should go to Vrindavanam for one reason, that you know that for a few days I have been away from Vrindavanam. And my mother and father, particularly Mother Yashoda, will be feeling a lot about my separation, as well as gopis also. They will feel the separation. Nanda Maharaj has to go and tell Yashoda that Vasudeva and Devaki are Krishna's parents. So they are living with Vasudeva and Devaki. They will not be coming back. This was the news what Yashoda Devi was going to receive. So in the these two next two chapters, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are the whole essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is these next two chapters. And from these two chapters, all the great personalities who followed Srimad Bhagavatam has brought out the nectar of Bhagavatam to such an extent. If you take, for example, Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govindam is more or less a follow-up of this chapter in certain ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami Ramananda Roy, the three great personalities in this Vaishnava tradition, these chapters are their heart and soul in every way, because they had such an absorption in these two chapters that Mahaprabhu, when he wanted to discuss these two chapters, he could only discuss it with those who could understand it. This was one of the things. And you can also see why it is so difficult, because even when Krishna decided to send somebody to Vrindavanam to pacify Mother Yashoda, the gopis and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna had to think a lot who should go. And after a lot of thoughts only, it was decided that Uddhava was the right person to go and see Mother Yashoda and the gopis. So you can see from there, Krishna also had made that decision after considerable thought. He couldn't send anybody else, anyone. And also the other interesting thing is that Uddhava was known for his intelligence, and his reputation as the Prime Minister was very, very high. And to a Prime Minister like that go to Vrindavanam and find out what the mood of the gopis are or Mother Yashoda is. Instead, on the other way, Krishna put it to Uddhava in this way, that the purpose of going to Vrindavanam is to see my father and mother and to pacify them, rather than finding out what the mood of devotion of the gopis were. And it is that, but Uddhava came with that intention, but went back with another understanding that you will see later when we go through those verses in the in these chapters. So, why these chapters are important? Because Bhagavatam has so many chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam are very important. They are very, very important. And particularly when it comes to Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, also later on in the 11th canto is important, because that is where the whole knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam or the essence of Bhagavatam Krishna has left in this world for everyone else's benefit. But even though it is like that, these two chapters are even higher than that, because Bhagavatam is a bhakti grantham. It is a book of devotion. And if you want to understand devotion, if you want to understand what is devotion, you have to read these two chapters. These two chapters will give us an understanding what is meant by devotion. And there are so many devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kundi Devi, Bhishma Pitamaha, Vritrasura, Ambarish Maharaj, and Prahlada, Dhruva Maharaj. So many, endless list in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the great personality, Srinarada Maharshi, who is the spiritual master of the whole Bharatavarsham for till the next Kriyugam comes. This Srinarada Muni, who is the spiritual master of Vedavyasa Maharshi and Valmiki. Valmiki compiled Ramayanam under instructions from Srinarada Muni, isn't it? So Valmiki is Narada Muni's disciple. And similarly, Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled Mahabharatam and Srimad Bhagavatam under instructions from Srinarada Maharshi. So in other words, these two great personalities, Valmiki and Vedavyasa, they are Srinarada Maharshi's students. And Srinarada Maharshi has got many other students as well. Dhruva Maharaj is his student. Prahlada is his student. Who is not his student? Everyone in the bhakti tradition is Srinarada Maharshi's student. So this Srinarada Muni wrote a great literature called Narada Bhakti Sutram. This Narada Bhakti Sutram is the like Brahma Sutram is the Vedic literature which is in relation that jnanis will study Brahma Sutram for their understanding of the for those who are intellectually involved, or those who are not satisfied with the other Puranas and Shastras, and who wants to have a much more higher understanding of the truth from an empirical point of view, or whose mind is so much absorbed in logic and reasoning, for them Brahma Sutra was created. Similarly, on the bhakti tradition, the greatest authority is Srinarada Muni, who is the teacher of Vedavyasa and Valmiki. He has compiled this literature called Narada Bhakti Sutram. So in that Narada Bhakti Sutram, Vedavyas has used gopis as the example of Yatha Vraja Gopi Ganam. That is how he says about them. Like the gopis in Vrindavanam, they are the classical examples of devotion. Nobody else. He has given the finest example of devotees, Yatha Vraja Gopi Ganam. The gopis of Vrindavanam are the finest examples of devotion. So, from this you can understand how great honor is given to the gopis by these great personalities like Narada Muni, Vedavyas, Sukadeva Goswami, all of them. They all have given that position to them. So, in order to understand these chapters, as I mentioned before, Uddhava was selected by Krishna to go to Vrindavanam and to talk about the message from Krishna. Krishna says to Uddhava that I will give you a message which you please take with you. And few things Krishna mentions to Uddhava at that time. First thing was that Krishna says to Uddhava, when you go there, you will find all of them feeling terribly distressed in my separation. Krishna has been away, and Yashoda Devi's mind, Krishna could see what was happening there. And at the same time, Krishna has also wanted to know that how Uddhava will feel when he sees the gopis in Vrindavanam. What will be Uddhava's reaction? Krishna wanted to find out that also. There were other interests as well. There were other interests as well. Like Uddhava was told by Krishna to go, and Krishna says to Uddhava that please try to pacify the gopis. And if they are not pacified, please tell them, please give them my message. And even after my giving my message, if they are not pacified, please remember me. Please remember me. And then that will be the solution. This is how the gopis have, Krishna has spoken to Uddhava. So Uddhava was going to go, and while studying Srimad Bhagavatam, even if you study all other pastimes of Krishna, if you do not remember the gopis, it is considered to be very, very sinful. Because it does not please Krishna. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not only Krishna's story. It is the story of the gopis as well. So therefore, that if you do not remember the position of the gopis and their relationship with Krishna, from and their heart, if you do not understand that or try to understand, even if you don't understand it, at least we should try to understand the heart of the gopis. That is how the great, great devotees say. And that is the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and different instances mentions about this, that this mood of the gopis was such that they were able to understand that following the footsteps of the gopis is the way to go to Krishna, not by any other means. There is no other way except to follow the footsteps of the gopis. So it is in this background that we are trying to understand these two chapters. It is an impossible thing to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all. Out of the Srimad Bhagavatam, these two chapters are more difficult to understand because of the heart of the gopis was such that a mundane, materially conditioned soul cannot actually appreciate that. So, Vrishninam pravaro mandri krishnasya daidasakha shishyo brihaspade sakshal uddhavo buddhi sattamaha. That is how Sri Shukan begins that chapter. In order to make us understand the gravity of the situation, how serious the whole scene is, he mentions about Uddhava first. What was Uddhava's qualification? Vrishninam pravaro mandri. He is the prime minister among the Vrishnis. Vrishninam pravaro mandri krishnasya daidasakha shishyo brihaspade sakshal uddhavo buddhi sattamaha.
There is an announcement here. Yeah. There are so many cars parked there which is not legal, so it should be removed straight away. Toyota P65 SM5 SMY, if anyone has got that car. R694 ENM Vauxhall. Then P858 LLT Peugeot.
Raise your hand if anyone present there, then I should
please. Yeah. FG52 MDX Mercedes A190 Y332 YYX BMW SUNI.
It's there. I checked it. It came from there. Yeah. Somebody took it. No, I don't know. The park is there.
EOX151L Volkswagen. J25 GCA Peugeot. Then this is a funny number.
That's
OE. OE 03 XTB Volkswagen.
Can you tell me whoever is moving, then I strike that car number out. Is that yours? Okay.
G942 PKP Volkswagen. H73 WVK Ford. J573 LLY Peugeot. R428 EBD Renault. That's it.
Firework won't take place. If the cars are there, firework will not take place. I'm sorry to interrupt your class. Please forgive me.
श्रीशुगवाजाम वृष्णीनाम प्रवरो मंत्री कृष्णस्य दैदः सख शिष्यो बृहस्पते साक्षात् उद्धवो बुद्धिसत्तमाः. यू कैन सी ऑल व्हाट द वर्ड्स शुकदेव गोस्वामी हैज यूज्ड अबाउट उद्धव देयर. वृष्णीनाम प्रवरो मंत्री, ही वाज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर. कृष्णस्य दैदः सख, ही वाज अ क्लोज एसोसिएट ऑफ कृष्ण. शिष्यो बृहस्पते साक्षात्, and he was the student of who? Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. Uddhava's education was in the higher planets, and that's where he got his qualifications. Shishyo Brihaspati Sakshal Uddhavo Buddhisattamaha, and he is the most intelligent person. So straight away you can understand why in the beginning of the verse Sudeva Goswami normally doesn't give these qualifications to anyone very easily. But in the case of Uddhava, that is how he decided to talk about Uddhava. Shishyo brihaspade sakshal Uddhavo buddhisattamaham. Tamaha Bhagavan preshtam. Tamaha Bhagavan preshtam bhaktame gandhinam kochil. Grihitva panina panim pravannarti haro hari. One day Krishna called Uddhava and... Tamaha Bhagavan Preshtam. That Krishna spoke to Uddhava in this way. Bhaktam Ekandinam Kochil. That he is Ekanta Bhaktam. He is such a pure devotee of Krishna. That Grihitva Panina Panim held Uddhava's hand and spoke to him. Grihitva Panina Pranim Pramannarti Haro Hari. That Krishna's desire to express to Uddhava something very, very confidential. Gacha Uddhava Vrajam Saumya. Pitrano Pridima Vaha Gopina Madhviyogadim Malsandesher Vimojayam. That you must go to Vrindavanam because there gopis are there in my absence. They are feeling the separation. Malsandesher Vimojayam. And you should hand over this message from me to them. Gacha Uddhava, Uddhava, please go to Vrajam immediately. Gacha Uddhava Vrajam Saumya Pitrano Pridima Vaha. And my parents also, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj also are waiting for me to come. So that is how this message started with Uddhava. Krishna has spoken like this to Uddhava. Uddhava decided to go to Vrindavanam. So Vrindavanam, Uddhava decided, and he took the same chariot which Akrura used to bring, Krishna to Mathura. It was the same chariot which was given to Uddhava to take it with him. Uddhava travelled back to Vrindavanam and arrives there in the evening. Sometimes quite late in the afternoon, the sun was virtually setting, and it was then that Uddhava arrives in Vrindavanam. So when Uddhava is on his way to Vrindavanam, we have to also see what was happening in Vrindavanam at Nanda Maharaj's house. Nanda Maharaj came back, and after coming back, they had after coming back, they had Nanda Maharaj informed Mother Yashoda what has happened in Mathura. And Yashoda Devi was in tears, naturally, what was expected to be. Nanda Maharaj did not know what to say to Yashoda. But Nanda Maharaj told one thing to Yashoda, as to the gopis as well. Nanda Maharaj said this to gopis and to Yashoda, that Krishna has promised me that in a few days' time he will be visiting us. It's only he has to sort out a few things in Mathura and then he will be back here. And in this understanding, Yashoda Devi and the gopis were passing their time in Vrindavanam. That was their understanding, that Krishna is going to come back in a few days' time. It shouldn't take very long, maybe a couple of days or so. That's what Nanda Maharaj has told them. 2 days have gone, 3 days have gone. There was no sign of Krishna coming back. So, because it was like that, Krishna Yashoda Devi and the gopis, they were expecting Krishna to come back any day, isn't it? Because you are told that Krishna will be back soon. So every day, Yashoda Devi will prepare so many different things for Krishna. Whatever Krishna liked, Yashoda Devi knew. So he will prepare all the dishes. I mean, feeling that separation for a few days, my son has been away. He's coming back. As much as a mother feels to receive Krishna, that was in her mind. Same thing with the gopis also. Each of the gopis knew and what is best that Krishna liked from their preparations. So the gopis were also doing exactly the same thing. Yashoda Devi, knowing very well that Krishna had also tremendous desire for all the other products like milk, cheese and butter and all, she has stored them also plenty. So every day they will prepare all these things, waiting, oh, today he will come, Krishna will come today. Keep looking for outside for the chariot to turn up. When will Krishna come? This was the thought. The whole day passes, evening, sun sets. What can you do? You have to throw away everything what was prepared, isn't it? Because there was nothing else you could do. And that's the way it was. So, one day is gone. The same thing will happen the next day. The same thing the day after again. So, day after day, a few days, this was carried on. So, Mother Yashoda will say to Nanda Maharaj, why he hasn't come? He has promised that he will come back in a few days and he hasn't come yet. Nanda Maharaj will say to Yashoda, don't worry, Krishna is not an ordinary person anymore. He is not our only son. He has gone very big. He is so big now. He has the whole the responsibility of administration of the whole kingdom. What Kamsa was ruling, which was a very big kingdom, and Kamsa was a very powerful personality. And Krishna has taken it upon himself, and he has to help Ugrasena and also Ugrasena and as well as the Uddhava. In Uddhava is his prime minister, and Krishna has to make sure that everything goes on. So don't worry, he will come back like this. Nanda Maharaj was pacifying Yashoda every day. Just remember this scene in your own mind, what's happening in Vrindavanam at this time. So, few days have gone like this and there was no sign of Krishna coming. And Krishna was not coming back and the gopis were also getting very upset about it. They were talking to each other. So, the gopis, every morning when they get up, they have their primary responsibilities at home, like cleaning the house and so many other things what the village people do. And they live such simple life that their activities were also very simple, like simple things like cleaning the house, milking the cows, lighting the lamps, and a simple peaceful lifestyle what the village people normally do. So they will get up, and when they get up in the morning, first thing they will look is towards Nanda Maharaj's house. Has any charioteers come last night when they were sleeping? So apparently Nanda Maharaj's house was built in such a way that from any gopi's house, if you look, you could see what was in front of Nanda Maharaj's house. It says there, Shakadai Ardha Chandraval. It is like a half-cut moon, a moon which has got a semicircle-like thing. That was the style of house where Nanda Maharaj lived. It mentions like Nanda Maharaj's house was such that if you look at Nanda Maharaj's house from anywhere, you could see what goes on in Nanda Maharaj's house, if he had got any visitors or not. So that was already there. So here Uddhava comes that particular day. when he arrived in Vrindavanam, when he arrived in Vrindavanam, it was quite late afternoon. The sun was setting. And because of the Nimlovachati Vibhava, so Pashunam Kurare Nubi, Shival Bhagavatam says like that. That because all the cows have come back. Cows have come back, and because the cows and calves walking through the dusty streets, the dust has come up everywhere. It was so dusty. And it is through this dust that Uddhava has driven his chariot and arrived in Nanda Maharaj's house straight away. When he got there, no one else noticed the arrival of the chariot because of the dust. They couldn't see it, and no one took notice of it. So when they arrived in Nanda Maharaj's home, when they arrived in Nanda Maharaj's home, Yashoda Devi was inside, and Nanda Maharaj saw the chariot immediately. And immediately Nanda Maharaj called Yashoda and said, "Our son has come." Without even knowing that who has come, couldn't think, the chariot he has seen, he has promised that I am coming back. And he says to Yashoda, "Our son has come." That Yashoda Devi, you can imagine what is Yashoda's mind. That so many days waiting, preparing different dishes and waiting for Krishna to come back. And at that time, Uddhava steps out from the chariot. So this Uddhava personality in features are exactly like Krishna. In addition to that, Uddhava had another great qualification that you will see in the Agarisham, what made Uddhava such a great devotee. Uddhava's qualification was this, that everything what Krishna gives away as prasadam, he will take it. Whether it's clothes, whether it's garland, whether it's food, whatever it is, anything that Krishna gives away, Uddhava will take it and happily wear it without any question. That was his fashion. Uddhava's happiness was wearing what Krishna has left behind. You will see that mentioned there. Tammiche Krishna anujaram rajastriyam pralamba bahum navakanjalojanam pidambaram pushkaramalinam lasamukharavindam manimrishta kundalam sujasmidam goyam abichadarshanam tadasmasadva parivavrarulsaga uttamashloga padambujashrayam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find about Uddhava, description of Uddhava. Tam Vitsha Krishnanum Charam Vrajastriyam. That Tam Krishna, exactly like Krishna he looked like. Because the garment, yellow garment what he wears is like Krishna. Exactly the same style. Whatever Krishna is used, the Pidambaram or the yellow garment, once Krishna is used and discarded, Uddhava will take it and wear it. The forest flowers, garland, vanamala, it is called the garland of forest flowers. Uddhava will take it as soon as Krishna takes it, throw it away. And everything what Krishna has given away is prasadam for Uddhava. And Uddhava says this to Krishna at a later date in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How much this prasadam has brought him to this consciousness, what Krishna has given it to him at different times. That means 115 years Uddhava had associated with Krishna. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam and the other Purana says about the relationship between Krishna and Uddhava. 115 years time, if one has taken Krishna Prasadam, it can't be too bad, is it? And that too from Krishna directly, if you can get Krishna's Prasadam directly. Not only Prasadam food, but also the clothes, also the garlands. Everything what Krishna has discarded was Uddhava's happiness. So Krishna says, Naham Tavangri Kamalam Shanardhamabi Keshava Tetum Samul Sahenadha Sudhamanaimamavi. That at the time of departure from this world, when Krishna realized that Uddhava was feeling the separation very much, then Uddhava says to Krishna, Naham Tavangri Kamalam Shanardhamabi Keshava. Keshava, I have only one difficulty. Whether I will take birth again and again, I have no fear about that. That's gone long ago, that I'll have to accept another body. I'm not worried about it. To say this to Krishna like this, how much confidence Uddhava must have had to stand in front of Krishna and to tell him that I'm not frightened about taking another birth again because it's not going to happen. I know. Why? Because throughout this 115 years, I have taken your prasadam. Uddhava says to Krishna like that, Tavamaya Jayemahi, I have won over your maya because of that prasadam, he says. So this is Uddhava. Tam Vitsha Krishna Anujaram Rajastriyam Pralamba Bahum Navakanjalojanam
പീതാംബരം കരമാലിനം ലസം മുഖാരവിന്ദം മണിമൃഷ്ടകുണ്ടലം. സോ വെൻ ഉദ്ധവ സെഡ് ദിസ് ദിസ് ഇസ് ഉദ്ധവാസ് നേച്ചർ. So we have to know this personality Uddhava very well, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam he is one of the topmost, not one, the topmost devotees after the Gopis. for others to understand Uddhava's, how Uddhava became that great devotee, that is Srimad Bhagavatam will tell us. So naham tavangri kamalam kshanardam abikeshava tektum samulsahenaatha sudhavanay mamavi. When Uddhava says to Krishna, please take me back to his abode, Krishna's and Uddhava's logic was that I'm not frightened about rebirth. I'm not frightened about accepting another body, because it's not going to happen to me anymore. But what I'll feel is my separation from you. This is how Uddhava puts it. So this Uddhava, who has come in this evening, late in the evening, he got down from the chariot, and then Nanda Maharaj saw him. Immediately he understood it's not Krishna. But seeing the features, he looked like Krishna very much. And also, Krishna Nanda Maharaj knew Uddhava is the Prime Minister and a very qualified person and a very close friend of Krishna. So naturally, Nanda Maharaj did not show any unhappiness at all. Welcomed Uddhava, at least Uddhava had come. That means there must be some serious message, isn't it? If the Prime Minister is coming with a message, it means something very serious. So Nanda Maharaj recognized that and said that without, of course, Nanda Maharaj would have been more happy if Krishna had come himself. But it didn't happen. But therefore, at least Uddhava had come, that pleased Nanda Maharaj very well. And Yashoda Devi also met Uddhava. This is one scene there. This meeting between Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. After receiving Uddhava, washing the feet and all the other formalities, what is to be performed to receive a guest. That was such an important guest. And Nanda Maharaj took Uddhava inside. So inside the house, there was a room which was used by Krishna. That room was the room where Krishna slept, and also where Krishna used to play with all his different toys, whatever that were. Those toys, Krishna had different kinds of toys, like his toys are mridangam, and he also had that mortar on which he was tied. That was also a toy, and also his flute and the sticks what he used for tending the cows, and the horn what he used for blowing to inform the other cowherd boys. Various toys which they have developed, whatever they used in those days. So all those toys were stored in that room. Yashoda Devi put everything, Krishna's all things, in that room and locked the door since Krishna left. She didn't want to open it again, because if she sees these things, it affects her. She cannot control. She will find it very difficult to function. That was the situation. So Yashoda Devi was finding it very hard, and therefore what she did is she has locked up that room and kept it, and decided that I'll only open that room when Krishna comes back. Till then I'll keep everything safe. In that, this was Mother Yashoda's mood. So Yashoda Devi locked up everything, and Nanda Maharaj took Uddhava into that room. And the very same bed where Krishna used to sleep, asked Uddhava to sit there. So see the scene now. Uddhava is sitting on the bed after being very well fed. He was fed very well. It says in the Bhagavatam that after fed very well, because late in the evening he was fed very well, and then later on offered this bed to lie down. And then Nanda Maharaj asked Uddhava, shall I massage your feet? It says in the Bhagavatam like this. Now you may think that how come that Nanda Maharaj, who is such a senior person by age and by position, Krishna's father, and Nanda Maharaj an older person than Uddhava, how come that he has asked? It was only Nanda Maharaj's humility to show that it doesn't mean that Uddhava has got his feet massaged by Nanda Maharaj. Uddhava is an intelligent, this is why it says in the Bhagavad, Uddhava is an intelligent person, he won't do such a thing. But out of etiquette, or out of the formalities of receiving a guest, and Nanda Maharaj, out of pure humility, he says to Uddhava, can I massage your feet? Pada samvahana divi, in the Bhagavadam you can see they are mentioned there. But definitely Uddhava has not accepted that, that is certain. So after lying down on the bed, Nanda Maharaj is sitting there.
Yashoda Devi has not gone into the room. Yashoda Devi decided to stay outside the room. Next to the door, she is sitting there and she is listening to the conversation between Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava. So this is the scene in Vrindavanam. This is the scene in Vrindavanam. So when Nanda Maharaj started the conversation with Uddhava, Gachodhava Brajam Saumya Pitrorno Pridi Mavaha Gobina Madhviyogadim Malsandesher Vimojayam Taman Maneska Malprana Madarte Tekta Dehiga Mame Vadaidam Breshtam Alpanam Manasa Gadaha Ye Tekta Logam Mamsha Madarte Dan Vibarmyaham Maida Presam Breshte Durasti Gogulastria Smarandyoga Vimukhendi Virahol Kandya Vihwalaha Dharayandya Nikrichena Praya Pranan Kathanjana Pratyagamana Sandesher Vallavyomi Madal Migaha. Then those are the verses that Krishna is saying to Uddhava to go to Vrindavanam with the message, and how Krishna was explaining to Uddhava certain things, that these gopis are very special people. When you meet them, you will understand their devotion is a little not in the normal way, not like the ordinary devotees. They are a little special. And you should give this message and pacify them. Uddhava, being very intelligent, understood that when Krishna is saying all these things, there must be something serious behind it. Otherwise, Krishna would not send him on a mission like this. Because Uddhava was intelligent enough to think that Krishna is sending him with a special request, that giving some background of the scene, that you have to pacify Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and the gopis, and the gopis' devotional nature is a little different. All these things Krishna mentions to Uddhava. So immediately Uddhava sensed that there must be some reason behind it, why Yashoda Devi, why Krishna has asked him to go. So he reflected on that and he came to the conclusion that he has to be very careful while dealing with this situation. Shri Shuga Uvajam Ittyuktam Uddhava Rajan Sandesham Bhartiradrata Adhayanadamarukhya Prayo Nandagogulam got into the chariot and started the journey. Prapto Nandam Vrajam Shriman Nimlo Jadivibhavasau Channayana Pravishadam Pashunam Gurare Nubi. When he arrived in Vrindavanam, this was the scene. The dust from the cows which were returned back from that particular day's grazing. They have come back and the dust all over. Vasidartho Abhiyudhyadhyarna Adhidam Shushmivara Vrishai Davandi Vishavasrabi Ruthobhare Isoval Sagan Idastadovil Anghalbir Goval Sermandidam Sidai Godokha Shabdadiravam Enunam Nisvani Inajam. That the noise they were making, all these cows which are coming home, and once they come home, the cows and the calves, they have a nature that they really need to be milked straight away so the calves can drink also. And they were actually rushing for them. They'll come and stand in front of the houses, ready to be milked, and that is the scene when Uddhava arrived there. Gayandi Vishakarmani Shubhani Balakrishnayo Sulankrata Birgobi Birgobescha Suvirajinam Agnirkhadi Govi Pram Pidadevarchana Anyudai Dubadi Vaishyamalesha Gobavasa Ermanoramam Sarvada Pushpitavanam Dijali Varanadidam Amsagarandavagirne Palmashandesha Mandidam Tamadam Samagamya Krishnasyanajaram Priyam Nanda Priya Parishwajya Vasudevadi Archayal. Vasudeva Dhyarchayal, you can see that word. Vasudeva Dhyarchayal, that the understanding that Vasudeva Krishna has come, that was what they were thinking. And who has arrived now is Uddhava has arrived. Bhojinam Bharavan Nena Sambhishtam Kashipau Sukham Gadashramam Bharyabrachal Padasam Vahana Adhivim. That he was fed properly. Bhojinam Bharavan Nena, then Sambhishtam Kashipau Sukham, that the bed was offered for him to lie down. Gadashramam Bharyabrachal Padasam Vahana Adhivi. Then Nanda Maharaj asked whether he could massage his feet. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sakhana Shuranandana Ase Gushalyavatyadir Yukto Mukta Suhar Bradaham. Then, now Nanda Maharaj had to inquire from Krishna about the welfare of everybody. Sorry, from Uddhava. But instead of asking about Krishna first, normally you would have thought that you would have asked about Krishna, isn't it? But Nanda Maharaj was so much a devotee that first thing he asked was, about Vasudev and Devaki, and also about the other Yadavas, how they are. After that only he started talking about Krishna. Because it may look a little strange that only he was interested in Krishna. What else goes on in Mathura is not of any importance to him. So that is the nature of Nanda Maharaj. That Nanda Maharaj was able to speak in a way that Uddhava was asked about Vasudeva and Devaki. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sahana Shura Nandana Aste Kushalya Vatyadir Yukta Omukta Suhurul Bradaham. Then, and then after that, Dishyakam so hada pavasani vasena vatmanam sadhunam dharma shilanam yadunam dhrishti yasadaham. Then I am sure that Nanda Maharaj says now that Kamsa has been killed and all the devotees, all the pious brahmanas, they must be very pleased now because that Kamsa has been killed and everything, all the Yadavas also must be very peacefully living in Mathura. This is how Nanda Maharaj starts the conversation. Abhismaradina Krishna Madaram Sukhrada Sakhim Gopan Vrajam Chalpanadam Gavo Vrindavanam Girim. And then after that, Krishna, Nanda Maharaj asked Uddhava in a very nice way that Abhismaradina Krishna Madaram Sukhrada Sakhim. Okay, if he may not be remembering me very much, but at least is he sometimes talks about Mother Yashoda, who has actually brought him up, feeding him milk from the early days, from the little baby right up to this age. So that relationship will never go away. It is always there. So Abhismaradina Krishna Madaram Sukhrada Sakhim. That feeling for the mother has that Krishna has sometime remembered her. Yashoda is not saying one word. He's keeping quiet and sitting outside the room listening to the conversation. She was sitting next to the door and listening what was being spoken. Abhismaradina Krishna Omadaram Sukhrada Sakhin. That Krishna also must be remembering about her, isn't it? Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava. And also, how can Krishna forget everything else, what has happened in Vrindavanam? This Vrindavanam itself is where Krishna grew up. Can he forget Vrindavanam anytime? Can he forget Govardhana Hill? How can he forget? Because this Govardhana Hill was his favorite place to play. Can he forget all the cows who used to go with him every day to the morning? He knows every one of them by their names and the cows also. How will he forget them? And what about all his friends here and the gopis? So every one of them Nanda Maharaj listed there. Abhismaradina Krishna Madaram Sukhrada Sakhim Gopan Vrajam Chalpanatham Gavo Vrindavanam Girim. And said like this to Uddhava. Uddhava didn't say anything. Uddhava was quiet, not knowing what to start, how to start the conversation. Uddhava first thought that let Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda say what all they have to say. And then in these two chapters you will notice, the first chapter is basically about the discussion between Uddhava and the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That is the first chapter. That is this chapter 46. The whole discussion there is between Uddhava and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda there. So the devotion here, what is mentioned is actually the Vatsalya Bhakti. That is what is discussed in this chapter 46. The perfection of Vatsalyam, perfection of the parental affection of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda for Krishna. So that's what you will find in that chapter. In the next chapter, you will find the Madhurya Bhakti, or the loving relationship with the gopis. So Vatsalyam and Madhuryam, the two top class relationship or the mellows of the devotional science is these two chapters. That you can see when you read through that. Chapter 46 is Vatsalyam and chapter 47 is Madhuryam. Conjugal love, conjugal relationship with Krishna. So because these two mellows are brought out in these two chapters so nicely, that is precisely the reason why the great devotees like Swarup Damodar and the Goswamis and Ramananda Roy and all, they have fallen for these chapters, these two chapters. All their Vedic literature, what they have compiled, the basis for that is these two chapters. It is from this that they have developed it on the understanding of when they were experiencing in their ecstasy of the relationship with Krishna in these two particular mellows were coming out so often that they have manifested in all their literature what they compiled later. So you can see how powerful these two chapters are in relationship with the Goswamis as well as with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the other great devotees in the tradition. So that is why it has a lot of potency in there. But as we mentioned before, Uddhava was asked to go and Uddhava was asked to understand the gopis' devotion. We should not think, we will also understand like Uddhava has understood. But that is in Krishna's hands, not in our hands. When Krishna gives us that is what we have to pray to Krishna also. That exactly like you gave Uddhava, because Uddhava was qualified to become that recipient of Krishna's mercy, that he was able to understand what devotion means from gopis. So similarly, we are trying to read this. We don't understand it because it is such a higher topic of discussion. And it is understood by those personalities who had that level of devotion realizations. And by Krishna's mercy, once that is given, one can understand what it means. So here, after mentioning this to Uddhava, the next thing what Krishna did was, Nanda Maharaj did was, mentioned about everybody else. He said to Uddhava like this, if you read the next verse,
Apyayasyadi Govindam Sujanaman Sakradikshidam Tarhi Drakshyama Dadvaktram Sunasam Susmide Kshanam.
That I know Krishna has grown up now, he is big, he is not. If Krishna stays with us, what can we offer him? We couldn't even educate him properly. Every morning he will take the cows, go to the forest, come back in the evening, and he will mess around here and there. That's what he was doing here. But now that stage is gone in his life. Krishna has become a big personality. He is Vasudeva's son. And not only that, he has a lot more big things to do in this world. Nanda Maharaj recognized, because while the charts were made by Gargamuni, Gargamuni has mentioned certain things about Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj had all these things in his mind. Yashoda Devi, no. Yashoda Devi is always thinking, Krishna is my son, he should be with me. There was nothing else, no sort of compromise on that. So anyway, Nanda Maharaj was thinking like this and says to Uddhava, now that Krishna is in Mathura and he has got so much responsibility, let him carry on. Let him be Vasudeva's son. I don't have anything to say about that. But if he comes here to see his mother once again, which I'm sure he will like to come one day, if he comes to see, at least I'll be able to see his face once again. That's how Nanda Maharaj put, how nicely he put it to Uddhava. Sunasam susmidekshanam. That eyes of Krishna, which Nanda Maharaj could never forget. And also, the tadvaktram, that Krishna's lips and the way he spoke, everything is in that verse. Tarhi dvachyama tadvaktram sunasam susmide kshanam. The lotus face of Krishna. Apyayasri govinda sojanan sakrati ikshidam. Tarhi yarhi dvachyama tadvaktram sunasam susmide kshanam. So, if he had come, I could see all that once again. That is all my desire is. Like this, Nanda Maharaj has come to terms with it in his own mind. That Krishna was not going to come back. This feeling has been in Nanda Maharaj's mind. That is why he mentioned it like that. So, when he said like that, in the next few verses, he also mentioned how Krishna has protected us. Krishna has protected us in different situations. We still think that Krishna will protect us, but we will miss that association of Krishna. Nanda Maharaj was actually feeling very heavy in his heart, but he finished the conversation at that point like that. And then after that, Nanda Maharaj continued like this that after Krishna has gone, Nanda Maharaj said this to Uddhava like this. After Krishna has gone, our life has changed here in the house. Every day, at the time of the meal, Yashoda Devi will prepare the meal and bring it and keep it for me. I'll go and sit to have the prasadam. But when I start going to take prasadam, I'll start thinking, the thoughts will come back to me. In so many senses, sometime Yashoda Devi has punished Krishna. And when children has one habit, if the mother punishes, they will take father shelter. If the father punishes, they'll take mother shelter. So between father and mother, they will take shelter each other whenever they are in trouble. So, but the among all the different punishments which Krishna receives, there is one punishment which the mother Yashoda has never forgotten in life. And that is this month of Damodar, what happened. That punishment which Yashoda gave to Krishna, Krishna hasn't forgotten. So that particular incident was staying back in Nandamaya's mind. Nandamaya says to Uddhava, I wanted to take the prasadam. Yashoda Devi has served me. But immediately the thought came to me, Krishna will come and sit next to me with a golden bowl in the hand and says to me, Nanda Baba, please feed me today. I used to ask him, why not Mother Yashoda Devi? He says, no, Yashoda Devi has beaten me today. I don't want to take prasadam from her. So Nanda Maharaj at that time will feel terrible feeling for Krishna and took Krishna in his lap and fed him. Because he was only so small that he had to be fed. And that was Nanda Maharaj who did that. And when that thought comes to me, I couldn't eat anything after that. Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, how can I eat? Because this, when it used to happen that, I could very distinctly remember Krishna used to sit next to me and asking me to feed him. And where is Krishna gone now? Saying this, Nanda Maharaj said to Uddhava, I couldn't eat prasadam anymore. I used to get up, I'll sit there in front of the prasadam for 15-20 minutes, used to get up, go and wash my hands and go back without saying one word. And Yashoda Devi wouldn't say one word to me because she knew what was happening in my mind. And she was also experiencing the same situation herself. Then I'll go into the temple room. I'll sit there. In the temple room, I was making the offerings, everything Yashoda Devi has prepared, all the offerings for the deity. Nanda Maharaj used to have his own temple room where he used to worship. His own traditional way he used to do those things. And when I sit there and start making the offerings, Krishna will come there. And he will come and ask me, what are you making this offering for? Your deity doesn't eat anything. Whereas I can eat everything. Give it to me. He will take it and start eating. All the thing what Yashoda Devi has cooked, Krishna will take it and eat it. And then he will say to me, that before you start your worship, I want to play elephant with you. And just like the children do, Nanda Maharaj, that fortunate personality, whether it is deity worship or whatever it is in life, everything else he has kept as less priority than placing Krishna. So goes into the temple room, and then the next thing what happens is the father and son together playing the elephant and the mahout. Krishna sitting on top of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj has to stand like an elephant in the room and walk around, and Krishna is playing with Nanda Maharaj, using him as an elephant, traveling in the temple room all around, carrying him for some time till he is satisfied, and then he'll go away to play again outside. So when Nanda Maharaj went to the temple room, all these memories came back to him, just like when he was taking prasadam. So often Krishna has eaten what was meant for offering, and then Nanda Maharaj had to call Yashoda again and ask her to prepare the whole set of prasadam for offering again to Krishna a second time. And Yashoda Devi could not say one word because Nanda Maharaj just instructed like that. We don't say anything against what Krishna says. So in this way, Krishna has grown up there. So you can imagine Nanda Maharaj's situation now. He goes to the temple room, he can't do anything. He's sitting there in tears, comes from the temple room and back to his back comes and sits in the house again, somewhere else. So this is my situation, Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava. Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, this is my life now. After Krishna has gone, this is how I am living here. That is that verse you can see. Sarvana shithila kriyaha. Shithila kriya. Everything is completely disturbed in life. So much separation, the feeling of separation from Krishna. Smaradam Krishna Viryani Lilopanga Nirikshidam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithila Kriyaha.
Everything, my whole life is gone into turmoil. Everything is totally in chaos. I cannot do anything. Sarvana Shithila Kriyaha. Everything is completely, I am in such a broken hearted person now, sitting here. The moment these thoughts comes to me, Smaradam Krishna Viryani, what? Leela Bhanga Nirikshidam. All the pastimes what Krishna used to, the games that he used to play, and the eyes, the way he used to look at Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at different times. All these things were coming through Nanda Maharaj's mind. That is what that is. Tada Smaradam Krishna Viryani, Leela Bhanga Nirikshidam. Hasidam Bhashidam Janga Sarvana Shithila Kriyaham. Sari Chailamanodeshan Mukundabadabhushidan Akrinani Kshamanana Manoyadi Tadal Madam. Manye Krishnanjara Mancha Prapta Vihasurottamau Surana Mahadartaya Gargasyavajanam Yathaham. That Gargamuni's words Nanda Maharaj has remembered all the time, and therefore he hasn't had any desire to say anything to Krishna. But the attachment that has built up between Krishna and Nanda Maharaj was such that this separation from Krishna has completely shaken him. And he was a person whose heart was completely in a distressful condition. He couldn't get back from that again. Kamsam nagayida pranam mallaugajavadim tada avadishtam ilayiva pashuvanivamaga adhivam balak talatrayam mahasaram thanuryashtimi varal Bhavanjegena hastena saptahamadada girim. Then all the other different pastimes in Vrindavanam, what Krishna has performed, the Govardhanam, lifting the Govardhana hill, and also killing Kamsa, and also the Chanura and Mushtiya, all those things are remembered there. Pralambo denugarishta stranavarto bhagadaya daityasura surajido hadaye nehalilayam. And also killing Dhenuga, Pralamba, Arishta, Tanavarta, Bhaga, all the different big demons who were killed by Krishna were all mentioned by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is sitting there like this. This is the scene inside the room. Now we go into the outside the room, what was happening. That when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava were speaking like this, they were talking to each other like this. There was one person sitting outside and listening to all this conversation. That is our poor Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, you can see in that one verse, Sri Shuga Vaja, Idi Samspratya Samspratya, Nanda Krishna Anurektari, Atil Kando Bhaval Tushnim, Prema Prasaravi Khvelaha. That the loving relationship between Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj and Krishna has come out, and Uddhava did not know what to say actually. Uddhava was thinking that, what am I supposed to tell these people? Iti samsmritya samsmritya Nanda Krishna anurektadi. Krishna anurektadi, that the mind of Nanda Maharaj was so much absorbed in Krishna, thinking about all these things. Atulkando bhava tushnim prema prasaravi khvela. That the love of Nanda Maharaj was so much in abundance, it was flowing out very freely. Then, Yashoda Varnyamanani Putchatutra Sajaridanija Shrunandi Shrunivasrakshil Snehasnudabayo Dharaha. This is Yashoda Devi. Sri Shugan in the Srimad Bhagavatam did not discuss Yashoda Devi's situation deliberately. Just in two lines kept it like that. Because if Sudev Goswami had to discuss Yashoda Devi's condition, you will need another Bhagavatam for that. And that was known to Sudev Goswami. Apparently many great devotees say that deliberately Sudev Goswami could not bear it, the condition of Yashoda Devi. And you can see all she was doing was, Yashoda Devi was doing that. Yashoda Varnimanani Putrasya Jarida Anijam. Her son's, about her son was being spoken about by Nanda Maharaj so much in detail that Nanda Maharaj was speaking this, Uddhava was hearing it, Yashoda Devi was crying outside. This is what was happening. Yashoda was crying continuously, tears were coming from her eyes. And she shed so much tears. Shrunvandi Shrunivo Srakshil Snehasnudapayo Dharam. The milk came out from her breast and tears were coming from the eyes. Partially because when these pastimes were discussed by Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava. Yashoda Devi's mind went back to that pastime of Damodara. Pastime. On that day when that incident happened, when Krishna took the dadimanthanam, that means that took that stick and hammered on the and the milk pot or the yogurt pot and smashed it into pieces. That day you should have seen the mother and the son together. Yashoda Devi chased Krishna. As you know, that pastime is such a famous pastime among the many other pastimes which we are remembering this particular month. That also makes it very significant. That after that, Yashoda, Krishna allowed Yashoda Devi, because that takes a long time to talk, but we all know about it. So I'll briefly say this much. What happened at the end was, Yashoda Devi caught hold of Krishna. Krishna allowed Yashoda to be bound by the rope, isn't it? So when Yashoda Devi caught hold of Krishna, Yashoda Devi knew that, told Krishna certain things, that I will not allow this to happen again, and showed the stick to Krishna. Held both the hands with the left, like the mothers do. They held the two little hands of Krishna together, and the stick in the right hand, Yashoda was furious and showing her real anger to Krishna. So in that particular time, Krishna started crying. Krishna started shedding tears. When Krishna started crying, Mother Yashoda started softening. And Yashoda, but at the same time, she did not want to show that she is so easily affected by that. She was still acting very serious. And now Yashoda is thinking at this point that out of my women-like nature, sometimes unable to think properly and do things properly, I have acted very rudely to him that day. I have frightened him. And I asked him whether you will do this again. And he has given me that you have to read the verses, how it's spoken by great devotees. Only then you will get the pleasure of it. It's difficult for me to explain that. But in essence, it is this, that Krishna started answering back to Yashoda, my dear mother, I will never do this again. And when Krishna was saying this, Krishna was crying also. And Mother Yashoda was thinking that at this time, that if threatening him again, if you do this again, showing the stick to him, that this is what I'll apply on you next time. So there was a lot of emotional reciprocation between Yashoda and Krishna in that pastime. And the result of that was, after the pastime was over and Krishna was tied to the mortar, when he stood there and when many others came to see him, Krishna was crying. And that day Krishna cried a lot. And that the mothers have one nature. They will punish their children. Afterward, they will repent about it. After a day or so, I've done this, I've done that. Why? But in the heat of the crisis, they have done something. But later on, they were repenting about that. So Mother Yashoda also, after punishing Krishna, has felt bad that she has done this to Krishna. And now Mother Yashoda is thinking, how will Krishna come back? He will not forget that, what I have done to him. This thought will come, and Yashoda could not control her breath again. And she will cry and cry and cry after that. This is what I have done to him. How will he come back to me again? Will he ever think of coming back to me? There is no question of Krishna coming back. And she won't say one word, simply cry. It was then that is what that Sukadeva Goswami did not want to say anything more about Yashoda Devi's feelings about Krishna. Because the moment Yashoda speaks about that, she could not control herself. This was Yashoda's condition. So who is broken hearted? Is it Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda? It is difficult to say. Nanda Maharaj is already a broken hearted person. But Yashoda, you can't even say anything, because just like a dead body, she was moving around. Although like a dead body, absolutely no energy to do anything, no strength to speak, no strength to show anything, any feelings to anyone. She was in a distressed mood. This is what our Uddhava has to deal with.
Uddhava is there. Uddhava understood at that time. And then Nanda Maharaj started, certain things were spoken there, which is interesting.
Yashoda Varnimanani, Putrasya Jaridani Ja, Putrasya Jaridani Ja, Shrunandi Shunyavasa Shil Snehasudabayo Dharaham, Tayoritam Bhagavadi, Krishna Nanda Yashodayo, Bhikshanuragam Paramam, Nanda Mahodhavo Mudaham.
Then after reporting all these things, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi waited. So that is then Uddhava started speaking to them. Uddhava's words to
Yuvam Shankhyada Maununam Dehina Mihamanada Narayane Akhilaguru Yelkrada Madhiri Drishim.
Very important words.
Yuvam Shankhyada Maununam Dehina Mihamanada.
That Uddhava was thinking like this in his mind. He says to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are both listening. Uddhava is saying to them that I do not understand this, he said, because I had my education with Brihaspati earlier, and Brihaspati must talk to me and explain to me what is devotion means, that what is the meaning of devotion, and what is that consciousness of a person who has come to that, what is that, the nature of that devotee is 24 hours absorbed in thinking about Krishna, that is the nature. And both of you, yourself, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, both of you have come to that level now. Because of this relationship you had with Krishna like this, Krishna has made you to think now about Krishna 24 hours a day. That is how your state of mind is today. And in this state of mind, great yogis and jnanis and other great devotees also, sages, they all want to reach this state of consciousness, what you have reached now, what you are today. If your mind is to such an extent attached to Krishna, like the way you have spoken, Yuvam Shlangyada Maununam Dehinami Hamanada Narayane Akhila Guru Yalkrada Madhiri Drishim. This is the state of consciousness you have achieved. And you are saying to me that you are in distress. What a great position you have achieved. This is what that Uddhava was saying to them. And Uddhava was glorifying their position.
Edauhi Vishwasija Bijayoni Ramo Mukunda Purusha Pradhanam Anviya Bhudeshu Vilakshanasya Jnanasya Jeshada Mimau Puranam Yasmin Jana Pranaviyoga Gali Kshanam Sama Veshyamano Vishuddham Nirhritya Karma Ashayam Ashuyadi Parangadim Brahma Mayorka Varnaha Tasmin Bhavanda Vakila Alpahedo Narayane Karanamatya Murto Bhavam Vidattam Nidaram Mahatman Kimva Vasishtam Yuvayo Sukrityam Agamishyatya Dirghena Kalenam Rajamachyuda Priyam Vidhasyade Pitror Bhagavan Satvadambadim Hatvakam Samrengamadhye Pradivam Sarva Satvadam Yadaha Samagatya Krishna Satyam Karodidal Krishna Satyam Karodidal. He was pacifying Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. No, Krishna will come back. Krishna Satyam Karodidal. Krishna has promised that he will come back. Makidyadam Mahabhago Drakshita Krishna Mandige Andarkhalsa Bodhana Vaste Jyodiri Vaidhasi Nahasyaste Priya Kashchil Na Priyo Vasyamani Na Notamo Na Thamo Na Bi Samanasya Samo Biva Namada Nabidadasya Nabharya Nasudadaya Alpiyo Navarashchabi Nadeho Janmayevaja. Glorifying the realization of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Glorifying the realization of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That Uddhava was saying that one who has come to that topmost realization of platform of Krishna consciousness, that consciousness, you are already there. And for all these explanations here, it's only to point out that fact to them, that the position of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in relationship with Krishna is so ecstatic that they cannot forget this anymore in their lifetime. Such a tremendous and strong attachment has been built up already. Sattvam rajasamaini bhajade najasya karma valoge sadasan mishra yonishum kridartha sovijathunam paritranaya kalpade sattvam rajasamaini bhajade nirguno gunan kridannadi dotra gunai svajatyavadi handyajam yadha bhramaniga drishtya bhramariva mahiyade chitte kartari tatralma karte vaham dhiyasmradaha yuvayore ivanayvayam alpajo bhagavan hari sarvesham alpajo hi alpa pidah madasa ishwaram.
ദൃഷ്ടം ശുദ്ധം മൂലഭവൽ ഭവിഷ്യൽ സശ്നുശ്ചരിഷ്ണുർ മഹദൽപകം ച വിനാചിദാദ്വസ്തുതലാം നവാച്യം സ ഏവ സർവം പരമാർത്ഥഭൂതാഹം ഏവം നിശാസ ബ്രുവതി വ്യതീത നന്ദസ്യ കൃഷ്ണ രുചരസ്യ രാജൻ ഗോപ്യ സമുദ്ധായി നിരൂപ്യ ദീപാൻ വാസ്തുൻ സമഭ്യർച്ചതി ധീന്യമന്ധൻ. സോ ദി ഹോൾ നൈറ്റ് ദിസ് ഡിസ്കഷൻ വാസ് ഗോയിങ് ഓൺ. ആക്ച്വലി ഇറ്റ് വാസ് നോട്ട് പ്ലാൻഡ് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്. വെൻ ഉദ്ധവ സോ ദാറ്റ് നന്ദമഹാരാജൻ യശോദ വർ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസിംഗ് ദിസ് എക്സ്റ്റാറ്റിക് എമോഷൻസ് ഇൻ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് കൃഷ്ണ, പെർട്ടിക്കുലർലി ദാറ്റ് വാത്സല്യം, ദി പാരന്റൽ ലവ് ഫോർ നന്ദമഹാരാജൻ യശോദ, ഉദ്ധവ വാസ് experiencing to the perfection that a level no other parents can ever imagine in their life that they could get to. So they were thinking like this and they were experiencing that bliss. And Uddhava could not say one word, and Uddhava tried to pacify them, explaining to them that what level they have already got to. So in that way, the conversation went on. And by chance it so happened that the time also went along with that. It was already morning. The whole night went off like this. None of them slept. The whole night there was conversation about Krishna. Nandavaraj and Yashoda listening to Uddhava, what all Krishna has done in Mathura and what pastimes was going on there in Mathura. Krishna, Uddhava was explaining in detail all the activities of Krishna, trying to bring Nandamaharaj, Yashoda and Nandamaharaj aware of Krishna's responsibility now, and in that way trying to please Nandamaharaj and Yashoda not to feel too much about the separation from Krishna. This is what Uddhava was doing. Uddhava was trying to explain that all what was happening in Mathura, when Krishna, how Krishna was managing different things and making Nandamaharaj and Yashoda that Krishna will not change his word, that Krishna will definitely come back. And that way, Uddhava was pacifying them. And by now, it has become the morning. Morning has come. So that is why in that verse it says like this, that evam nishasa brodo vedivanandasya krishnanujarasya rajan ഗോപ്യ സമുദ്ധായ നിരൂപ്യ ദീപാൻ വാസ്തുന്ന സമഭ്യർച്ചത ധീന്യമന്ദൻ. ദാറ്റ് നന്ദമഹാരാജ് വൈൽ സ്പീക്കിംഗ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ മെൻഷൻഡ് മെനി മെനി തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് നൈറ്റ്. യു ഹാവ് ടു നോ ദാറ്റ് ഓൾസോ, ബിക്കോസ് ഹൗ ദേ സോ ലൈഫ് അൺലൈക്ക് അസ്, വി സി ലൈഫ് ഇൻ എ ഡിഫറെന്റ് വേ. ബട്ട് നന്ദമഹാരാജ് വേ ഓഫ് സീയിങ്, നന്ദമഹാരാജ് സേസ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ, മൈ ഡിയർ ഉദ്ധവ, ആസ് ഫാർ ആസ് ഐ ആം കൺസേൺ, മൈ ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് ആസ് വെൽ ആസ് ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ഗോൺ. ഐ ഹാവ് നോ ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഐദർ ഹിയർ ഓർ ദർ. From the Vedic understanding, a human being has to be peaceful in this world. And that is called Aihigam. Aihigam means a peaceful life in this world. That is necessary to prepare for Paratriya. Paratriya means the life in the next life, in the next world, after leaving this body. This is the Vedic principle. You will not find Vedic principle based on simply economic advancement. That was not a Vedic principle. Vedic principle was based on living a peaceful life in this world, at the same time preparing oneself for happiness for the next life also, wherever that is. Everyone may not go back to the spiritual world straight away. So at least if the activities in this lifetime is proper according to the Shastras, then the living entity does not have to accept another lower body or suffer through. This understanding was there in their mind very much. So it was on this background that Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, my life in this life is also already disturbed. Because normally, what is happiness for a person in this world? Proper happiness is, for civilized people, is that they have a proper place to live and live peacefully there, bathing on time in the morning and eating at the right time and a place to lie down when one is tired. And these are the normal requirements of a human being. According to their understanding, that Nanda Maharaj's lifestyle was such that all that has been now disturbed because of Krishna's going away to Mathura. Nanda Maharaj was saying this to Uddhava. Now that is as far as this world is concerned, because as far as Nanda Maharaj was concerned, these were the happiness, the state. Nanda Maharaj's desires were not like our desires. Nanda Maharaj's desires were very simple. Their happiness was that live in this world peacefully, peacefulness in life, so that they can execute all the other things what is required for the next life. Dhanam vradatamo homai jabaswadhyaya samyamaya shreyobhar vividaishchanyai krishne bhaktirahi sadhyade. Uddhava says to Nanda Maharaj like this, you have achieved everything Dhanam, Vratam, Tavo, Homam. Dhanam means charity. Vratam means penances, austerities and penances. Tapas, Homam, sacrifices. Dhanam, Vratam, Tavo, Homam, Jaba, Swadhyaya, Samyameya. Jabam, chanting, Samyamam, all the control of the senses, everything. Shayobhir, Vividheishanye, Krishna, Bhaktirahi, Sadhyade. All these things are meant for only one thing. Ultimately, to develop that attachment for Krishna. And you have already got there. So what is that thing that you have to worry about? This was Uddhava's question to them. Then Uddhava was asking Yashoda and Devaki, all these things in the Shastra mentioned, Dhanam, Vratam, Tavasa, Homam, Jabam, Swadhyayam, Samyamam, all these are meant for only one thing, Krishna, Bhaktirahi Sadhyade, only to become devotees of Krishna, only to become develop that attachment for Krishna. That is the purpose of all these things. You have already got to that situation. What is the need now to worry about anything? This was Uddhava's point. In answer to this, Nanda Maharaj was saying to them, to Uddhava, that because I had this situation here, I've completely lost my life, is completely disturbed in this, in here, as well as my life for the future after death is also disturbed because I'm not executing any of these things properly. This is what Nanda Maharaj was saying to Uddhava. And Uddhava was saying to Nanda Maharaj, where is the question of worrying when you got to this stage of Krishna consciousness? Dhanam, Vratam, Tavam, Swamam, what meaning has it got now? This was Uddhava's answer to that. See, everything in Valsalya Bhakti and Madhuryam also, that up to the point when you come to that level of relationship with Krishna in that way, all these formalities and rules and regulations, everything falls off at that time. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us. That Bhagavatam is teaching us this point, that the purpose of everything, Varnashama Dharmam, Brahmajari, Grahastham, Vanaprastham, Sanyasam, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all the other Varnashama Dharmam, is all meant for only one thing, Krishna, Bhaktirahi Sadhyade, somehow or the other get attached to Krishna's lotus feet. That is the goal behind all these things. So Uddhava very logically convinced Nanda Maharaj or spoke to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in that way and tried to relieve them from their distress. So it was then that in that morning, Uddhava, because it was morning, Uddhava says to Nanda Maharaj that I should go and bathe now, because that is their system. They get up early in the morning and bathe, and then they perform their morning ablutions and other duties. So Uddhava goes to bathe. Nanda Maharaj also goes to bathe in the river, Kalindi River. They normally bathe in the river. The system was that bathing also has different standards. This bathing in the pipe water is considered to be the lowest of all. The highest is a flowing water, bathing in a flowing water. So most of the villagers who can bathe in a flowing water, they will bathe in the flowing water, which is the river. And it is only after that even the lakes come. Lakes are also considered to be the second to that. Because of the purity of bathing in the water, in the rivers is so high, that as much as possible, everywhere you can see, the villagers have this tendency. They will not like to bathe at home unless they are absolutely sick. Even if they have to walk 5 or 10, 5 kilometers, even they are willing to walk to just to bathe. You may think very, very strange this thing. But this is how the lifestyle was. Even till recently they used to have this. But now what has happened is they have constructed dams everywhere for the storing the water for agriculture. So many rivers have dried up. There is so many rivers listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam which are all considered to be very, very highly holy and pious rivers. And people who lived on the banks of these rivers, they were so fortunate. Tamravarni, Kadamala, Payasini, Kaveri. There is a number of rivers listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam also says there, great, great devotees will appear on the banks of these rivers in the age of Kali. Because by drinking the water from these rivers, their consciousness will be so high. So there are so many important aspects of all these things. Bathing in the river, why it's important. So that morning also, Uddhava and Nanda Maharaj went to bathe in the Kalindi River, and by now sun was slowly rising in the sky. And when the sun was rising, the gopis have got up, and after getting up, they were doing their different activities at home. Some of them were lighting the lamps, some of them were cleaning the house and getting ready for the day. Nandasya Krishna Anujarasya Rajan Gopya Samuthaya Nirupya Deepan Vastun Samabhyarchada Dhinyamandhan. Some of the gopis were churning the butter, churning the yogurt and making butter and milk. But every morning when they get up, they will look at Nanda Maharaj's house, what has happened the night before, whether anyone has come. So that particular morning when they woke up, they all looked into Nanda Maharaj's house and they saw this chariot standing there. So they started talking to each other, who has come? Has Krishna come back? That is what was the gopis were talking to each other. But as soon as they saw the chariot, they recognized the chariot is Akrura's chariot. And what happened with Akrura before, they had enough of it. They did not want to see him again. So Akrura has come back. That's what they thought. That in the Bhagavatam you will find the verse is Tadiva Deepteir Manibhiru Vireju Rajur Vigar Shalbuja Kankana Srajaha Chalan Nidam Bastana Hara Kundalam Tushalka Bola Aruna Kungumananam. This is about the gopis. Udgayadinam Aravindalo Janam Rajangananam Devamas Prashadvani Dadrasya Nirmandhana Shabdhamishrito Nirasyade Yena Dishama Mangalam. That is the mood of Rajam that is brought into those three verses. How the gopis were waking up and their activities, butter, churning the yogurt and butter, the sound. When they were churning, they were not only simply churning, they were simply singing about Krishna's glories and their affection for Krishna. All the different pastimes what Krishna has performed, and different poets have made songs out of it. And these songs were brought and given to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is given to Yashoda. Yashoda was a very great musician. She has made songs according to different tunes and given to different gopis to sing. And all of them were singing these songs and churning the yogurt. This is what was happening. Niradrasya Nirmandhana Shabdhamishrido Nirasyade Yena Dishama Mangalam Udgayadinam Aravindalojanam Vrajangananam Devamas Prashadvani. That the gopis were doing different activities. Actually, when the village, it is like that. When they get up in the house in the morning, that first thing, they have such a feeling for the nature. Cleaning the house and collecting the water for cooking and various things, activities they continue doing. And at the same time, they observed that this chariot has come in Nandamayana's house. Bhagavatyudide suryo nandadvari vrajavagasa drishtvaratham shadakaumbham kasyayamidishabhruvan drishtvaratham shadakaumbham. They saw that same golden chariot standing there. And the conversation starts between the gopis. That's what in the next verse. Akrura magada kim vaya kam sasyartha sadaka. One gopi is saying to another gopi, Akrura agada kim va. Has Akrura has come back? This was the first fear that has come to them. So, Akrura agada kim va ya kam sasyartha sadaka. Yena nido madhurim Krishna kamala lojana. That Krishna kamala lojana has sent Kamsa back to Yamaraja's place. Kamsa has gone. That's how they speak. They'll speak. They don't know that Krishna Kamsa has gone back to spiritual world. They were thinking that he has been sent back to Yamavuri, Yama's planet. And Krishna has done that. If somebody is dead, that is an expression in the Bhagavatam you will find often like that. That if somebody is dead, they will say, oh, he has gone back to Yama's place. That's how they'll say. That means he is dead or has been killed. That's all it means. Where he has gone, only Krishna knows. So, Akrura magada kimva. Has Akrura has come back? So, another gopi said to this gopi, he says, why Akrura has to come back? Oh, another gopi said, no, there is a reason why Akrura has come back. She says, and it is this heart of the gopis you can see there. They are concerned about what's going to happen. So, what has happened is one gopi said to this gopi who asked this question, Akrura agada kimva. She says to him, she says to the other gopi, says to her, that Akrura must have come back. Do you know why? She said, no. The reason is this, he says, that Krishna, Akrura took Krishna to, because Akrura is Kamsa's friend, isn't it? Gopi is saying. Akrura is Kamsa's friend. So he has come and taken Krishna, because Kamsa wanted Krishna to be brought there to kill him. To kill Krishna, Akrura has come and taken Krishna for that purpose. He took him there, but unfortunately what happened was Kamsa got killed. Krishna didn't get killed. Kamsa got killed. But what happened was, after Kamsa got killed, he has become a ghost. You see, he has become a ghost because he wanted to kill Krishna very much, isn't it? That's what he was living for. But unfortunately he got killed by Krishna and naturally he has become a ghost. After he has become a ghost, what he has done, is that he ghost has one tendency. They will get into somebody else's body to enjoy. Because they don't have a gross body. They only have a subtle body. So this is what the thing ghostly existence we say sometimes. This is what it means. That the ghost has a tendency to get into somebody else who has got a gross body, and try to enjoy through that body. This is a ghostly nature. So naturally, Kamsa had to find a gross body. So Kamsa thought, the best friend of mine is Akrura. I will get into Akrura's body. So Kamsa must have got into Akrura's body. This gopi is saying. These gopis are very innocent village women. You can see their mind, how it works. That's the way they will analyze things in their own way. They didn't know. They were not very sophisticated people of this world. They were such simple village people that they knew very little about what was going on in the outside world. In their limited area where they lived, that was their whole life was centered around. Compare that with our life today. What am I supposed to say? From Los Angeles to Sydney, we are constantly in touch. Everything what goes on, everywhere, every part of the world. This is the unfortunate Kali Yuga. That Kali Yuga has kept us busy in things which are not of any importance to life. That our life has been centered around in so much nonsensical activities, and at the same time thinking that this is the perfection of life. That's the beauty of this Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is such that everyone gets about hundreds of electronic gadgets fitted around him, is walking around in this world thinking that this is my, I am so much in touch with LA, so much touches in Sydney or what, Bombay or wherever it is, and feeling that you have to be in touch always. And all these posters and everything is telling you, unless you are in touch, you are missing out something. But gopis didn't miss anything. They didn't have any of these things. And their lifestyle was such that they were able to culture a higher life, principle of life. In this very life, they were able to live. This is why the simplicity is stressed very much in the Vedic tradition. But it has been misunderstood so much by the modern world that why people should live simple. Why there should be a simple way of living. The simple way of living is not going to help you. You're not making any progress. GDP is not going up. They're constantly crying about it. What is this GDP going to help you in this life? All your lifetime is wasted in building up GDP. And what GDP will do at the time of death? GDP will stay in the chart there and you will go to the Mirage's planet. That's what GDP will do. So this is the stupidity of this ignorant life culture of today. The modern world has nothing to offer. All they are offering is this empty-handed promises. Nothing except the charts and showing that your GDP is higher than somebody else's GDP. Does that matter in this world so much? So anyway, gopis had this. Fortunate enough, they were not misled by the economic development. Their lifestyle was so simple that their hearts were free to love and develop attachment to Krishna. That was their good fortune. So whatever it is, the gopis on that day morning, they were talking to each other and they said that definitely Kamsa has got into Akrura's body and that is why they are here. He is here now, come back again. So she said, what will Akrura do? Well, the thing is like this, that Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna, isn't it? Now, Akrura knows that Krishna used to like all of us, isn't it? Here, the gopis were loved by Krishna. They couldn't get Krishna. So at least, I'm sure that Akrura have come here to get us now. He's going to put us, take us there and slit our throat and offer the blood to that ghost so that he can come out of that ghostly body. This is how they were feeling strongly about Akrura. Some of the words gopis have spoken in this chapter, particularly Srimati Radharani, is very, very heavy against even Krishna. He has spoken. But the way Krishna accepted all this, seeing their heart, Krishna doesn't see what he has spoken. Krishna sees the heart of the devotee. And Krishna knew what these gopis were talking about. How much their absorption in Krishna was so high that everyone has to pay their obeisances to gopis at the end. Brahma Shankara Mukhanupiha Pashupangana Subhumanayan Bhakta Loka Gamaniya Rupa Kamaniya Krishna Paribahimam. That Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, four Kumaras, all those great sages, Srinarada Maharshi, anyone you can take, Krishna has brought them, all of them, and told them to pay obeisances to the gopis because of this loving devotion they had. Brahma-shangara-mukhanu-piha pashupangana-subhumanayan. Lord Shiva could not say one word after seeing the gopi's consciousness. That was such an attachment for Krishna. Bhakta-loka-gamaniya-rupa. That those who want to be devotees, these are the footsteps to follow. From gopi, one has to learn what does devotion means. So anyway, this is what the gopis have come to this conclusion, that this is the only reason Akrura has come back again, and we will be pulled in now, one after the other, into the chariot. We'll be taken to Mathura now. This was their conclusion. All these conversation was going on between the gopis. It was then that Uddhava was coming back from the river after bathing. Hare Krishna, Uddhava is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Uddhava is chanting the holy names and he's on his way back. So, Uddhava, you have to remember, is a brahmachari. And you know how brahmacharis are. When they see the woman, they turn their head like this. We have nothing to do with you. We are so advanced spiritually now. We don't want to know anything about you. So this is our first-class brahmacharis of this world. So Uddhava was also a brahmachari. And Uddhava has already been told by Krishna, be careful while talking to the gopis. Their devotion is not like anywhere else you haven't seen like that. You may not have seen this any time before. So Uddhava was warned very much by Krishna. And when Uddhava was coming back, this is the conversation going on. And he overheard this conversation. They are talking about Uddhava. He has come now to get them and to cut their throat and take them back to Mathura. This is what they heard about being talked about Uddhava. So when they saw Uddhava was coming back, and they looked at Uddhava. The gopi saw them. They were all talking to each other. And they saw Uddhava was coming back. And they didn't know who this new personality is. By looking at him, he looked like Krishna. But he is not Krishna, they knew. So that is why Sri Shukan, when he starts the next chapter, you'll find how he begins. Before this chapter, Akruramagada kimva ekamsasyartha sadhaga yena nido madhurim Krishna kamalalochanaha. That kim sadayishetyasma virbhartu predasya nishkradim iti srinam vadandinam udhavogal kridanigam. That it is Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvarde Nandashokavanayanam Nama Shalchatvarimshodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. That before we move on to the next chapter, there are a few more things to learn from this chapter. That you can see that the gopis have spoken like this about the Akrura. And it is then that Uddhava was on his way overhearing this conversation. Uddhava has to meet them, isn't it? He has to talk to them also. So Uddhava did not initiate the discussion. Uddhava keep coming, passing that way. But one thing you can notice in this chapter, it is the pure devotion of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda for Krishna. That is what is discussed in this. In these discussions, and also in all the childhood pastimes of Krishna, Vedavyasa Maharshi and Sukadeva Goswami has a long, long message to give to this world. What is that message? The message is this, that you will find one thing here, that Krishna's relationship with all the living entities in this world, how such a friendly relationship Krishna had. Krishna did not think selfishly in terms of his own happiness in this world. That is the way Krishna acted always. And not only that, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda also had such an understanding by dealing with all the other personalities in the house. Whether it is the animals, the birds, the bees, everyone, every living entity, they shared their life with them. They showed their affection and love for all the other living entities who lived in the house. And also it is also trying to tell us that through these pastimes of Krishna, that in a house, when one lives as a householder, there are so many people in the house. At least it used to be like that. It's not that also. It's not anymore true to say today that there are everyone, as soon as it's finished, it's only husband and wife. Family means husband and wife. Everything else is finished. They go after sin, son go, daughter go another way, and everything is over. So that in that time, in a house, everyone lived together. All the family members lived together. For the modern world, it is difficult to digest because they won't understand how they were suffering like this, living all together. We'll say like that. But the reality is that by living together, they had developed certain qualities which are very conducive for spiritual life. What was that? That in the way they interacted each other, from there they were able to see every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. And it is necessary that it is necessary in one's life to see the children as also Krishna's representatives at home. Our own children who grow up at home, they have to be seen in that way. They have to be seen. This is the relationship expected from the parents. Their own children to see, they are also Krishna's. Just like Krishna was brought up by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, in a similar way, to see one's own children at home in the same way. Similarly, even the animals, the cows, the cats, the dogs, every one of them has to be seen in relationship with Krishna. Only then the house even becomes a Vaikuntha at that time. Because unfortunately, in our life, what's happening is, we are not able to link the other living entities with Krishna. We are seeing them either as an object of distress, object of trouble, and we start dealing with them in that way. Our selfish mind is dictating to us, act like this. And because the result is that everyone is unhappy. At the end, everybody is unhappy. The parents are unhappy. The children are unhappy. The whole society is unhappy. And then you start running for other solutions in this world. So you can see the Vedic culture, how it was developed to us on this understanding that unless and until we accept every living entity as a part and parcel of Krishna, they are all Krishna's representatives in this world in different bodies. And unless and until a human being, if he calls himself a human being, if he does not develop this consciousness of his relationship with Krishna through other living entities and see them also as the expansions of Krishna, he will find the life in this world very hellish. This is what it is. So in order to develop and give us this understanding, Vedavyasa Maharshi spoke in the Srimad Bhagavatam through the different childhood pastimes of Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami sung Srimad Bhagavatam. And like this, we receive Srimad Bhagavatam for how to make a proper life in the, even in this material life, material world. So many things in the Bhagavatam are very eye-opening to us, that such people could be so happy without any of the modern comforts and facilities. Those people who lived in such minimum material, so-called material facilities, they had a much higher standard of happiness. Where did that happiness come from? Because they complied with Krishna's instructions. That was their happiness. So in that condition, the gopis were experiencing happiness, but at the same time, their attachment for Krishna was such that they were feeling the distress also. It was then that Sri Shuka Uvaja, Tambhiksha Krishna Anujaram Brajastriyam Pralamba Bahum Navaganjalojanam Pidambaram Pushkaramalinam Lasan Mukhara Vindam Manimrushta Kundalam Tambhiksha Krishna Anujaram Brajastriyam Pralamba Bahum Navaganjalojanam Pidambaram Pushkaramalinam Lasan Mukhara Vindam Manimrushta Kundalam. They were assessing out Uddhava like this. What's Uddhava like? Looking like. Looking at Uddhava, they also thought it's like Krishna he looked. So he must be a great personality. And they were not able to find out who Uddhava was. But they kept looking at Uddhava. Shujismida goyam abhicha darshanam kudascha kasya chudavesha bhushanam idisma sarvam parivavrarul saga uttama shloka padambhujashrayam tam prashrayena vanada susalkradam savreda hasayakshana sunradadhimi rahasya prachannu bhavishtamasane vijnaya sandesha haram ramapade. That they realized that they have to initiate a conversation. So the gopi started asking Uddhava, we think that you have come from Mathura, haven't you? And that is what in the next verse they will say, Janima Swam Yadupade Parshadam. We think you have come from Mathura, and we also think that you are a friend of Krishna, aren't you? This is how they start the conversation. Janima Swam Yadupade Parshadam. Then you must, a parsham, a friend of the, or servant of, or associate of Krishna, Yadubadi. Jani imastvam Yadubade parshadam samugagadam. That. Bartreha preshida pitro or bhavan priyasagirshayam. Here also, we have to see the scene very clearly, what was happening at that time. So, at the time when Uddhava arrived there, the gopis were started speaking to him, and when they realized that he has come from Mathura as a representative of Krishna, obviously, gopis realized that that was not the place to talk to him everything in detail. So they asked Uddhava, please come, that Vijnaya Sandesha Haram Ramabhade, that what was the message from Uddhava says to them that I have brought some message for you all. So they were when they heard that Uddhava has come as representative of Krishna, gopis were a little bit pacified, and they wanted to hear the message, what has come from Krishna. They were all very eager to hear. So it was then that Krishna was in Uddhava was invited to come to a banyan tree, underneath which they brought a chair for Uddhava to sit down, so they could start the conversation with him. So among the gopis also, there is two scenes now that you have to remember, that when Krishna went back to Mathura, there were so many gopis in Vrindavanam who loved Krishna. But those gopis who now took Uddhava to talk to, there were those gopis who wanted to have a conversation with Uddhava and to express their distress to him, what was happening with Krishna, what Krishna has not. They wanted to open up their heart and speak to Krishna, to Uddhava. That was one group. There was another group who was in a serious situation. Our Srimati Radharani and many other gopis, the day Krishna has left Vrindavan, has not gone back home again after that. Radharani's position is discussed there. You can see what was happening to Srimati Radharani. Radharani has given up everything else. She would not go back home. And there was some nikunjam, they say, some bushes they have created, and Radharani started living there. And most of the time, Radharani was in a transcendental mood. In other words, she was completely not conscious of the external world. What can you say more than that? It will not be even proper to say samadhi. Samadhi is for the yogis and the jnanis. But Radharani's position is more than that, more than samadhi. Because totally absorbed in Krishna, she has not eaten anything. She has not slept. And she was simply in this absorption, thoughts of absorbed in Krishna, she was just sitting there. And all her sakhis, other associates, were looking after Radharani, because they knew that Radharani is the first person who could not bear this separation from Krishna. So because they all knew Radharani's condition was extremely serious, they, in their eyes, they were looking after Radharani very well, very much. But Radharani, on the other hand, was so absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna that she could never even come into proper consciousness of this world. This is Radharani's condition there. Now and then, Radharani will come back to her external consciousness. When she comes to external consciousness, she will speak about Krishna something, ask everyone whether they have seen Krishna or what is happening to Krishna, and go back into this state of samadhi again, or state of this the transcendental state, and go back to that. This was Radharani's condition. So you can imagine what is happening to Radharani. And Radharani was not sitting very far from where Uddhava was sitting. Uddhava was sitting there, not far from there, Radharani was also sitting. So the other gopis have brought Uddhava to closer to Radharani, thinking that Uddhava could speak to Radharani. But because Uddhava had a difficult time with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, it was not too bad compared to what he is going to face here with the gopis. So Uddhava had been extremely cautious in dealing with the gopis. With extreme tact and tolerance, Uddhava was trying to understand the gopis' heart. He was trying to understand. And it is from this chapter you will find that only Uddhava could understand what was the gopis' heart was. That is why I was mentioning before that when Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavanam to pacify the gopis, Krishna had this strong understanding that no one else will understand gopis and their condition except Uddhava. You have to be such a great devotee to understand the consciousness of the gopis. That is why Uddhava was picked to go there. And apart from that, Krishna also knew that if Uddhava understands the gopis, Uddhava knows, will know his position also, what it is. Krishna gives an opportunity to devotees to go up. You see, if one has to grow spiritually in spiritual life, you have to always seek for the association of greater personalities. It's necessary. It's from them that you learn, and by their mercy you understand how to grow in spiritually. And when you grow spiritually, and that is Krishna's mercy, Krishna gives an opportunity to associate with greater devotees. And through them, Krishna gives the instructions to the younger devotees. So Uddhava, Krishna wanted Uddhava to be instructed. Uddhava is already a topmost devotee. In fact, in the Bhagavadam, the way Krishna says, when he started speaking about Uddhava, Naham Sankarsana, Lord Balaram is not dear to me. Na Shri, not Lakshmi Devi is not dear to me. Just like you are Uddhava, he says, Krishna is saying. Now, in order to reach that stage of Uddhava's devotion, Uddhava has traveled a long way to get there. He has traveled a long way to get there. But still, Krishna thinks Uddhava needs some instruction. And that instruction has to come from gopis. This is how. So from there you can see in what level, what Krishna thinks about all the devotees. We make up so many. He is a senior devotee, he is a junior devotee, he is initiated by this, initiated by all kinds of nonsense we will create. What we have to understand is this, that unless and until Krishna says, you are my devotee, you are not the devotee. The recognition has to come from Krishna. It is Krishna who decides who is a devotee, who is not a devotee. And Krishna decides who is a senior devotee, who is a junior devotee. All this is Krishna's decision. So here you will find Uddhava was being instructed, and Uddhava that instruction was given so nicely that after the instructions were over, Uddhava had to go back. And at that time you have to see what Uddhava spoke about it. And that is how sweet Krishna is while instructing the devotees. So here, Uddhava was sitting there, the gopis were surrounding him and talking to him. And while they were talking to him, they were saying to Uddhava, Jani Maswam Yadupade Samagada, that you have come here, and we understand why you have come here, because we know that you have come to pacify, Krishna must have sent you here to pacify his father and mother, isn't it? That's why he had come here. So Uddhava, first itself, gopis wanted to hurt Uddhava. They were taking their revenge on Krishna, but instead Uddhava had to take it. So there was no other way. They wanted to make sure that Uddhava do understand what they meant. So they kept saying like this. Anyadha gobrujetasya smaraniyam na jakshushe sneha anubandho bandhuna munera visudustyajam. Now they are opening up the complaint book. Once you open this complaint book, they knew that Uddhava will understand what we mean by all that. So they gave a very detailed explanation to Uddhava like this. They said to him, they said, Krishna won't come. They have sent you here because he knows that his father and mother is suffering there. That is why he had come here, isn't it? That is why they mentioned it to Uddhava. Why should they bother about us? Why should he bother about us? One gopi was saying like this to Uddhava. Why should he bother about us? Because after all, we are here. Who are we? And then they gave some examples. Just like when the mango tree is full of mangoes, ripe mangoes, the children will go and stand underneath the mango tree to get the mangoes down. Isn't it? They'll start throwing stones. Once the mango season is over and all the tree is empty, there's no more mangoes left, then the children don't look back at the mango tree anymore. They'll come in the next season when they want it. That is one nature of the people. That gaka vidha phalam vriksham. That as long as the fruits are there, there'll be people there to get the fruits from the tree. After that, they'll abandon the tree and go. One case is like that. The gopi says to Uddhava, is that true or not? They says to Uddhava. Uddhava said, yes, it is true. It is like that. Right. Then here this is, they said to him, that sometimes there is a big feast going on in some place, in a temple or in an ashram or somewhere. So anyone who is traveling, they will walk in and they will say, the feast is going on, let's go in and join in the feast. Isn't it? Everywhere it's like that. You will find maximum people in the feast, not in the temple or anywhere else. Feast is the place where if you want to meet anybody, you should come to. So you will, any older devotee you have not met before or you want to see after a long time, if you come for the feast, you will meet him there. So that is normal. So wherever there is a feast, everybody will come. And that's natural. It's not. So even the pedestrians, if there is a free service going on, free meal, somewhere prasadam is served, everybody will walk in. But as soon as the feast is over, they'll walk out. They are not bothered what happens in the building or what goes on there. Is that not true? They say to Uddhava. Uddhava says, yes, it is like that. So that's why it says there, Kaga nisam anveshartagrada maitri yavadartha vidambanam pumbhisthe ishukradayadvel sumanasivashalpadai nisam tyajandiganiga agalpam nirvadim prajaha adhida vidyamacharya mrti jodata dakshinam jagavidabalam riksham bhuktva chadhida yograham dagdham mrgha sadharanyam jaryo bhuktva radam sriyam. A number of examples the gopis have spoken there. Gopis are saying to him that nisam tyajandi ganiga magalpam nirvadim praja, that adhida vidyama acharya mrti jodata dakshinam. They will take, this disciple will go to the spiritual master as long as he wants to be educated. Once the education is over, he will offer his guru dakshina, and then he does not turn back again after that, he is gone. He had his education already completed. Whatever he could learn from the teacher, he has taken it. And what, after he has got it, then he doesn't come back again, does he? That was what they were saying. Then, that even the bees, when they go into their flower, different flowers they will go into. And they will take a little bit of honey from every flower. And after they have got the honey, what will they do? They will fly away from there. They won't come back again, will they? They are not bothered what happens. They will leave rest for the other bees to come and take it from there. So like this, example after example, men sometimes approach women to have a relationship. And after the purpose is over, they will also abandon them and go away. So after giving a number of examples like this, dagdham mrgastadharanyam jaro bhuktva aradam sriyam iti gopyo hi govinde gadava akaya manasa krishna dude vrajam yade mudhave tyakta laugigaham, that gayanya pregarmani rudatyascha hadakriya tasya samspratya samspratya yani kaishorya valyayohum. That gopis, after saying all these things, started discussing about the various pastimes of Krishna, what Krishna has done in Vrindavanam, in their association. So all these things started carrying on between gopis and the Uddhava. Gopis were speaking very, very painfully. Their heart was in so much distress of separation from Krishna. And all the beautiful pastimes, what Krishna has performed in Vrindavanam, how they were affected by all that. Gopis repeatedly saying all these things to Uddhava. And iti gopyo hi govinde gadavakaya manasa, iti gopyo hi govinde gadavakaya manasa, krishna dude vrajam yade uddhave tyakta laugigaham gayande apriya karmani rudatyascha gada kriya tasya samsmratya samsmratya yani kaishorya balyayoham. That remembering all these childhood pastimes, everything, gopis were also crying at the same time and saying, and Uddhava's heart was breaking. Uddhava couldn't bear this, what was happening, seeing the gopis in this situation, in their distress. And at that time, Uddhava's mind started thinking, what shall I do now to them? How shall I pacify them? Krishna has told Uddhava three things while leaving. First, you pacify them yourself on your own. If they do not accept it, then use this message from me, give it to them, and they will get pacified. If you do not still make it, then you remember me and you will find the solution there. What to do? This is how Krishna. So because Krishna has spoken these three different things to Uddhava, Uddhava knew very well that there is something very serious in the gopi's heart, which may not be very easy. If you know before you go to negotiate something, how complicated the negotiation is going to be, you can be prepared for that. So Uddhava was very organized in his mind that he is going to experience something which may not have experienced before. So Uddhava has come in that, and when he saw these gopis in this ecstasy of thinking about Krishna and their loving, affectionate feelings for Krishna, Uddhava himself started getting affected by that. Uddhava didn't know what to do at that point. He himself started thinking, what is the next thing, best thing to do? Kajin madhuvaram drishtya dhyayandi Krishna sangamam priya prastavidam dodam kalpayitvedam abravil. That at this point in time, as I mentioned before, there is another scene going on not far from there, where Srimadi Radharani was sitting. Radharani was in this consciousness of Krishna consciousness, in that feeling in separation, she was sitting there. And these gopis have already given a dose of what it is to Uddhava. And Uddhava himself was feeling in a terrible distress, in the sense, feeling their distress Uddhava was sharing with them. So this scene is going on here. On the other side, Radharani is come back to her consciousness. From her separation mood, she has come out. How did she come back? That is what the next many verses are talking about. That Kajal Madhuvaram Rishtadhyayandi Krishna Sangamam Priya Prasthavidam Dudam Kalpa Itvedam Abravil. That Radharani could not come back to this consciousness easily. So that is why Krishna had to intervene now. There was no other way Radharani would come back and talk to Uddhava. Krishna knew this. So Krishna himself decided to act at this point. And it is then that Krishna takes the form of a bumblebee and comes there. And therefore, bumblebee comes, and Krishna, only Krishna can wake up Radharani from that consciousness what she was in. Nobody else could bring her back. And therefore, Krishna himself had to come. And this one bumblebee, who after drinking so much of this honey from the different flowers, has got so much intoxicated. So it's intoxicated and it is very heavy also now, because so much honey has gone in and couldn't fly anymore. So without traveling anywhere, it came and fell on Radharani's lotus feet. And Radharani's feet, when he fell down, when this bumblebee fell down, Radharani woke up from the consciousness. And from now on, next many verses, it is Radharani's words to Krishna. Radharani's very, very heavy, harsh words which she has used about Krishna. And after that, it was after those words, what were spoken by Radharani, Uddhava understood who is Radharani. That Radharani's position in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If one wants to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, one should follow the footsteps of Radharani, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. That in these verses, Radharani spoke to Krishna. And what is that? That is what we will see. Shri Gopya Uchu. It says Gopya Uchu, but actually it's Radharani who is speaking there. Madhubakitava bandho mas prashankim sabatyam kuja vililida mala kungu mashmashrubhirna vahadu madhubadistan manininam prasadam yadu sadasividambyam yastyadu dastvamidre. As soon as the bee fell on Radharani's feet, Radharani looked at it. And Radharani says to the bee, Madhuba kitava bandho. Madhuba, calling the bee as Madhuba. Madhuba means one who drinks the nectar. And the nectar from the flowers. Madhuba kitava bandho. By looking at you, I can see, she says to him, that you are a friend of that cheetah. That's why you have come here, haven't you? He said, kitava bandho mas prashankhim sabatyam. That why you are coming and touching my feet, I know why. Because Krishna has gone from here. He has sent you here, I know why. Because he has gone to Mathura, and Krishna is always fond of association with women. And he likes his friends. And when he was here, we were his friends. He enjoyed all of us as much as he wanted. And then when he got the right opportunity, he said, left us and went to Mathura. Do you think he will be alone in Mathura? He will never be alone in Mathura also. He will have his friends there. And I'm sure that all these sophisticated women of Mathura, he will make friendship with them. And when he makes friendship with them, that at some point in time he will have a very close, he will marry them, and then he will be living a very opulent lifestyle with them altogether. And in that process, he will be in bodily contact with them. He may embrace them, his wives. And at that time, Radharani's heart was burning at this time, that Krishna has gone away and doing this. And Krishna, this is all Radharani's thoughts that's coming out to this bumblebee. Krishna is listening this, touching Radharani's feet, the bee is sitting there. Now you will find something interesting, that when the bees were, Krishna was listening to this in the form of bumblebee, these words of Radharani, and Krishna never showed any particular emotion, but Radharani was getting the feedback from Krishna in different ways in her own mind, because Krishna was sitting there right in front of her in this bumblebee's form. So first Radharani criticized Krishna very heavily. Krishna must be definitely associating with the women there, and during their embrace, this red powder, kumkum, from their breasts, that must have fallen into the garland which Krishna is wearing. And you have gone there looking for honey on that garland, haven't you? Radharani is talking to the bee. And when you are licking the honey from the flowers, so the garland what Krishna was wearing, that red powder which has come from the women have gone onto the garland, and it has come onto your horns, and it's all there, I can see that. Radharani is saying this to the bumblebee. So I want to tell you one thing, he says to the bumblebee, that don't touch me, because first of all, I will tell you what's wrong with you, but prior to that, you are not pure. So she felt, Radharani felt that why bumblebee is considered to be a pure thing, because normally bumblebee don't go and touch anything bad. They're always traveling to nice flowers, and where there is good honey, only that they will touch. They won't go to anything dirty or anything. Bumblebee's characteristics are like that. But I can't touch you, she says to the bumblebee, because you are impure. Why? Because you have touched that man who has wearing these forest flowers on the garland, and you are his representative here. And then I can see that red powder on your whiskers, that is coming out. And therefore, I have to take bath if I touch you. You are not clean enough. Because of the anger in Radharani's mind was like this, it was coming out like this. So at that time, she felt that in her own mind, that is gopis, is Krishna telling us what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me. That is what gopis, Krishna felt that. Radharani was feeling that Krishna was asking this question. Sabatnyam kuja vililidamalam kungumashma shubhirna vahadu madhumadistanmani nam prasadam yadu sadasi vidambyam yastadu dasvamedrek. What Krishna is doing there, he's doing the same thing what he has done to us. He is telling them also, so many promises he is making and giving them an impression that how much he loves them, but he doesn't love anybody. You are the best cheater I have seen. You are his representative. And then after saying this, second thing what she said also to the bee was, I do not have anything to do with you. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to see you. Go away from here. And kicked this bee with another foot. Get away from here, she says to the bumblebee. It is from this word that Jayadeva Goswami brought out in the Gita Govindam, that smaragarala gandhanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi padavallavam udaram. That if you read Gita Govindam, that famous verses, that Gita Govindam author was Jayadeva Goswami. When Jayadeva Goswami wanted to write this incident in the Gita Govindam, he did not have the courage to say that Radharani has kicked Krishna's head. But the proof is here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Krishna was only in the bumblebee's form, that's all. It was not Krishna himself personally came, but it was bumblebee who got kicked from Radharani. So because it was like that, Jayadev was hesitating to write that in the poem. So when Jayadev went to bathe in the river, Krishna himself came and wrote that we have spoken about it before. And when that was written in the Gita Govindam, Then Jayadeva had this problem of accepting that and was wondering whether it will be proper to write it. But because it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna did not have any hesitation to write it himself, to mention that Radharani is allowed to do that to me. Only Radharani, not anyone else. Because this is how Krishna sees the devotee. Krishna sees a devotee. Krishna judges a devotee based on the devotion of that person. Not on anything else. Other things, what does Krishna want from any of us? What does he want? Doesn't want anything. Krishna wants only that loving relationship from the devotee. When the devotee loves Krishna with such an heart, like Radharani has loved, Krishna will change the law to suit. Even Radharani kicks Krishna, Krishna is willing to accept that. That is what that verse is saying. So these verses from now on are called, but 12, 13 or so verses, they are called in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Bhramaragidam. Bhramaragidam, this is that the song spoken to the bumblebee by Radharani and the gopis. And there are so many things after that what happens. So because you can see here that the gopis were speaking to Krishna, and also Radharani gave something else also. That, okay, even if I accept that, whatever you have come here with a good purpose and to tell me, Krishna has sent you here, I don't want to trust you, he says. Because I don't trust any black people, he says. Not a racial statement. Because all of them who have come before, they all had the same color and they all did exactly the same thing. They cheated me. Your master, Krishna, is black and he cheated me. He went away after cheating me. After that who? She gave an example of 3-4 personalities. You should read in that Bhramaragidam. That there was a personality named Ramachandra before. He was also black. He came here. And what did he do? I better not to say about him. He says like that. First thing, look at him, what he did to Bali. This Bali and Sugriva, they were fighting. And he killed who? Mrigayuriva Kabindram. Bali was a kabi, isn't it? It's a monkey. He killed a monkey. Can you imagine this? Radharani says. Normally in the olden days, the hunters, they won't kill monkeys because monkey's flesh is considered to be totally useless. Even they won't eat it. But now it's a delicacy. Everywhere in all the restaurants, even they are serving, you can get it apparently. And it has its own potency also for various reasons. Some people are saying that Viagra is developed even from there. So such an extent, because of their power. But those days were such. Monkeys were never killed. Nobody wants to kill a monkey because monkey's flesh was not considered to be worthwhile to eat. So, Mrigayuriva Kabindram, what did this Ramachandra do? He goes and kills this monkey. So what kind of personality is he? That even the ordinary hunters in the forest, they don't do it. They don't kill the monkeys. But Ramachandra had no difficulty. He goes and kills this monkey. That's number one. Number two, look at that thing. What he did to Shurpanaka. That Shurpanaka has come to him and asked him to marry her. But instead, what did he do? He tells Lakshmana to send her back. And Lakshmana told Lakshmana to punish her properly. And Lakshmana cut her nose and breast and sends her away from there. This is what that man has done. So I don't trust you. You are also one of them. I can't accept you, says. And then came another story. All the previous incidents of Krishna, Radharani is mentioning to this bumblebee. Krishna couldn't say anything because everything what she told is true also. So sitting at the feet, Krishna is listening what Radharani is saying. The next one was heavier than that. There was a person by name Vamana, also same color. And he came, and what did he do? He comes there begging alms from Mahabali. And Mahabali, he cheated Mahabali to such an extent, took everything from him and sent him back to the lower planetary systems, to Sudalam. This is the type of cheating they do. They are nothing but they're all cheaters. Ramchandra is cheater and Vamana is cheater. Krishna is the biggest cheater. Don't talk to me anymore. Radharani says to this bumblebee. Bumblebee left the scene. Went away from there. I can't bear it anymore. The bee was feeling that difficulty in listening to Krishna, to Radharani anymore. Now, this chapter takes a lot more time. So we will stop there. It's 7:30. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.